Prairie Home Companion will be right back after these underwriting messages from NPR.
This is like assisted hearing for a movie theater. It's terrible.
And then we would hear sausages.
I'm Greg. I'm fascinated with nipples.
There's your dinner. Mountain Dew Raisin Ham.
My radio voice.
My radio voice.
He's got his little pointer hand.
I thought I could squeeze in. Everyone was laughing.
There was a joke there, and it went...
Hi, I'm Steve, and I'm talking to a microphone.
It smells like
I just changed fucking radio forever.
Steve, I'm Mike, and I'm watching Steve change the game forever.
Hold on a minute.
What a wonderful.
I'm gonna fucking die from eating cinnamon buns with Katie.
Tsunami of words.
This is how it's gonna go out. I didn't even know that I was shitting my pants.
That is a terrible story.
Please yell jokes into my ass.
Radish you.
That's the worst Pepsi commercial ever.
I don't like him at all. I wish you would stop talking forever.
Put in the cricket noise app.
Alright, Simulators Relief episode 26. It is 26. Internets,
you're 26.
I'm 26.
I'm not. I'm 30.
He's 30. You're 26. No. You're 27 now.
Oh boy.
You're 28.
Wow, you guys are Irish twins.
What?
Yeah. Irish twins.
Are we?
A year apart?
Yeah.
We're like a year and a half.
Yeah, that's basically... I mean, you guys are very close in age.
Yeah.
That's why they call it... Because, like, you know, there was, like, banging and then immediate banging again when it was possible to.
It's true.
Sorry
and then
to have you think about it.
No, I've gone through the math of what was going on when I was conceived. I was back to school.
I was, I think, my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
I was the... We just booked a trip to Vegas. We're excited.
Yeah. Marriage ruined immediately.
Murphy?
The drugstore was closed. Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish our family had the birds and the bees talk like that. No, you came about.
It was a nice spring afternoon. And
and we just wanted to bang, and we couldn't get into AJ Wright because... Uh-oh.
Studio audience.
Hello.
Come on in, studio audience.
Thanks. How are you conceived?
Oh, good. Not more people that aren't mic'd. Hooray.
It's cool.
No, I'll take my mic when I leave.
Okay.
Oh. They're here to do artists' rendering of us while we talk about the internet.
I don't know about that.
They are. They're going to do caricatures, and we're all going to have different knives.
I don't want to have a caricature because that makes my least good qualities more prominent, and I don't like that.
What are you talking about?
I don't like that. It makes me, you know.
It's all like head. That's all a caricature is.
That's like the worst part of me.
That's the dreamiest part of you.
Shut up.
That's why I always look at you right in the eyes.
And stare at me.
Yes.
And then pull on my penis.
Yes.
No.
What would the drugstore being closed have to do with you being closed?
They couldn't get prophylactics.
Oh.
Jesus, really?
Do you just want me to say that?
Yes.
The drugstore was closed. They couldn't get vitamins.
Anti-baby vitamins.
What do you want to do tonight? Let's go to the drugstore. Oh, the drugstore's closed. What do you want to do? Well, I guess.
Well, the drugstore is closed. Obviously, we should fuck.
So the internet is existing, to get off that topic.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I wanted to look at it as an abstract being and then maybe delve into it.
Like Skynet?
And then, well, just... I mean, what do we consider the internet to be?
What do we consider the internet to be?
Yeah. What is the internet?
Wow. No one's asked me before.
No one's asked you what the internet is.
No.
Because it's something that we all use every day.
Yeah.
And, what was it, 20 years ago, we didn't.
It's a digital world that stores information.
Digital world?
Digital world.
Okay. That's a good definition. What about you guys? What do you think the internet is?
I don't know if we can even separate it from our world anymore. Like, how we have, like, the real world and the digital world, because... they affect each other. So doesn't that mean...
Which is unfortunate, in my opinion, but go on.
You think so?
Yes.
Like, 100%.
I would rather... instead of somebody posting something on a website or sending somebody a message on a social networking thing, I would rather perhaps a phone call or some other thing, or at least something more direct, like a direct text from one person to another.
Okay, so instead of doing the podcast, we should have a party line.
Yes.
Actually, that'd be kind of fun.
How could you do that?
I'm not against. I'm not against the internet. I'm just, but there's a lot of things about it that make it a lot less personal.
Right.
I mean this podcast, I think, is very personal because we are very honest with the things that we talk about.
I think you have more of a problem with the separation of human contact.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's like the whole social networking thing that's happening right now, and has been happening. I actually did read something the other day that social networking has surpassed pornography for a number of like users or hours spent.
And that is terrible.
I know. Where are the family values?
I don't understand. How did porn get usurped on the internet?
I don't know.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
Farmville? Mafia War? That's how it fucking happened?
Might have been Mafia War.
There's a game on.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
I've been asked to play it a lot.
Do people like it?
I've never played it. When someone asks me, I just go to a porn website.
Just to make up for the fact that people are not on porn sites?
Yeah, I'm like, this is bullshit.
So every time you play Mafia Wars, a porn star named Angel doesn't get her wings. And by wings, I mean cocaine.
Oh my god.
I thought you were going to go the route of, you know, the Red Wings when...
Oh!
I thought that's where you were going
with
that.
The Red Wings.
But you didn't.
The hockey team.
No! When you go, and it's that time.
That's why we have a timer for the show. We don't rely on you to tell us when we're over. Are we over yet? Stop the episode.
That's how I typically stop things, by going down on somebody.
Wow.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
How do you leave it, like, every day at work, you're like, well, I'm punching out.
Punching out, time to go down on some of you ladies.
Oh, okay, so it's just the ladies that you go down.
Yeah, no, I'm not...
What if you got to be...
I'm not against dick sucking, I mean, more power too if you want to do it, I just don't want to do it myself.
What if you're late, and you really need to go, but all the ladies are at lunch or something, there are just dudes around?
Yeah, I work in an office full of ladies.
Good call.
And I don't actually give them cunnilingus.
Is that part of the interview process for you?
No, they're all old ladies.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't want to do that to them. Yeah, I've reached my line again.
Yeah! I found your line. Twice.
Well, they're not all old ladies, but it's just, I don't know.
It's like when I work...
It's weird. I wouldn't want to do that.
It's work, like when I work at the town. They're all... like 50 plus 80. We just had an 80th birthday party for someone.
That's
there.
Gross.
No, I mean, it was cool. We high-fived.
So to be 80?
Yeah, I've realized I'm not necessarily a sexist. I'm not a racist, but I definitely am an ageist. I don't like young people, and I don't like old people. Like, old? All right, yeah, fucking, I worked at a grocery store for 7 years. Old people fucking blow.
They can, yeah.
No, they are. They're the worst.
Not the worst. A lot of cool old people out there.
Yeah, there's occasionally a while I'll come up and be like, I'll tell you a dirty racist joke. And I'm like, great, thanks, sir. But that's about it. That's the only good thing I get out of old people. And that's not really that good.
It's all about perspective, because think about how many people like around our age that suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can avoid them, but like when I'm at work and there's like, I want to pay with all pennies, nah, fuck you.
The only one person did that to me, but he was like 30 years old, so.
Because he was being a dick.
Yeah, he disagreed with a parking fine, and I said, well, that's what it is. Like, well, how about I go and, you know, pay with pennies for this $5 late fee? I'm like, you can do that. That's totally cool. And he left, and the guys I was working with was like, I'm not dealing with that. It's like, no, just give it to me. He comes back, he's like, all right, I need the release. I'm like, well, you can't go. I don't know how many pennies are in this roll. He's like, I got it from the bank. I'm like, I worked at the bank. I don't care. I'm going to count this out, and you're going to wait.
So you went and you were a dick right back.
I looked at him right in the eye, and there was a roll of pennies, and I slammed it against the counter to open it. I opened it across the table, and I just went, one, two. My boss walked up to me, and she's like, what's going on? Oh, he's paying with pennies. It's okay. She's like, all right. Fuck them, man. I didn't get your fucking parking ticket. I didn't even care if you're marked. Why'd you do that to me?
What was how much was the ticket?
Oh, see, he had paid late, so I think he had paid after he'd gotten a couple late fees, so he had to pay like $5.
$5 additional or
just $5? He already paid
$5 total.
Yeah. So he went and he got $5
worth of pennies, which is what is that? 10 rolls.
10 rolls, yeah. So I counted all 10.
That's $5 doubles.
Yeah, that's probably why he was upset, because he couldn't. Well, actually, this is probably before the age of buck double.
Yeah, I think it was like last year. So,
oh yeah, they didn't have buck doubles last year.
No,
buck double.
Buck. So yeah, sorry, old. And plus, old people don't know how to work the internet.
That's true.
Woo! Tying things back in,
turning it around, and being totally conscious about it.
Yeah, who saw that segue coming?
Everyone.
I was thrown for a loop.
Yeah, I know. You didn't see it?
No.
Oh, cool. I'm glad
like,
I...
Like, when the internet first came up, that was like, whoa, there's internets now!
I don't know, because, like, when I first got a... We first had a computer, there was, like, something about dialing up. Like, there's a program. Like, you remember that? When you had to actually go to Windows, when Windows was, like...
Yeah, you had to start in DOS.
Yeah.
And then you had to type in, like, C prompt win slash tilde something, and then enter, and then it would start up, and then there's Windows, and you're like, yeah, I get to go and click on things instead of having to type shit out.
I can make my favorite cards.
But we're of a generation that actually experienced that. Like, you know... People that are younger than us are like, what? DOS prompt? I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's actually a very, like, steep cutoff of, like, the generation that never had to deal with that.
Because
there are people, like, two or three years younger than us that have never, they don't know.
Well, you have to say you as us, because you guys are several years younger than me.
Three? Four?
Several.
Four?
I'll be, four, because I'll be 31 come next month.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Woo!
I'll be a 30-something.
No, I think you're right, though, because I've had a couple of the interns I've had are only like 23, 24. They're not that much younger. And we were talking about how they've never researched out of a book. They wouldn't know how to go to the library and do research, because even then, when they were in high school, it had already moved on to the point of learning to research on the internet.
Off of Wikipedia?
Well, no, the scholarly journals, stuff. And if you did get it out of a book, the internet told you where to find the book. Like, it wasn't you go to the CAD catalog and actually find a book.
What catalog? Decimal!
I pioneered that, so you're welcome, generation.
You pioneered the...
Not using books to write papers.
I never did, because all of mine was all, no whispering.
Our studio audience has brought to my point that children a couple of years younger than us, which is 23, don't know how to address envelopes.
Yeah.
What?
That's true, actually.
Because it's all email. How often do you mail something?
I still mail checks for a couple of my bills.
I shouldn't have said you. Oh. You, if you are, let's say, 23, what is your experience mailing anything? You're not gonna mail anything to your friends.
Aside from your Netflix. And that's in a
pre-packaged
envelope. You just stuff it in. I usually put the barcode with that little window facing out.
Yeah.
So maybe when it gets there, they scan it immediately, and then they send out my next one that day. I don't know. That's my theory, and I keep with it.
you're so, like, jubilant.
I just want a fucking new movie. I don't want to fucking waste the day.
Because you don't have... The instant queue on the internet.
I do.
You don't have a computer, though.
Well, I can access it on my phone, and it blows, though. It's hard to do.
On your Wii.
Oh, who left their cell phone on? Don't answer it.
Hoot, hoot, hoot. That was my thing.
I'm doing a podcast.
She's running away.
We're doing a podcast, guys.
If he had emailed me, it wouldn't interrupt the podcast.
Okay, bye.
So, replacing Carrie Trainor on the podcast, I said her full name because she left.
Yo, yo, yo. is well, Dave.
She's your sister, so
yeah.
There's a good chance that people might figure that out.
Yeah.
So
make sure it's up to your face, Dave Cornetta.
Yo.
You're gonna speak.
What up?
So you were saying they don't know how to.
So I worked. This is let's say about 2.5 years ago.
You worked?
I worked with a group of
young people.
Youngsters.
Okay.
Where?
Greenpeace.
Oh.
Greenpeace.
Oh.
So you get a handful of youngsters.
If you're into that.
They ranged from 18 to, say, 22.
Oh.
23. Mm. Right? And one day in a meeting,
yes.
One of our leaders who was like 19, I'd be like, okay, everybody, like, everyone pay attention, because we have something to talk about. And I was like, all right. And she started to go on the whiteboard, explain how to properly address a postcard. Like, because postcards that we had sent out to thank people for signing up and donating money, postcards were coming back to us because they were improperly addressed. Because the kids that worked for us didn't know, like, which line.
Bye, Carrie.
You know.
Oh, you're leaving?
Didn't know what should be on the first line.
See you later. I know he's talking.
The name and
bye,
the end.
That was rude!
Just leave the room! What are you doing?
You're making it worse!
Shit.
Yeah, they didn't know. It was a totally alien concept.
Did you just throw your license on the table and say, I'm this old?
I started laughing. Because I was like, alright. Yeah, very funny. But, you know, what is this meeting really about?
Yeah. Clearly, we're not retarded as people.
Yeah, thanks. But then I realized that they were serious. And they're like, no, really, look, all the postcards are getting back.
No, but like, for a postcard, you just write the name and the address of the person, right?
Well, it's the basic.
I haven't wrote a postcard. I think I just, when I would buy a postcard, I would get it and then not send it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what? I'll be home by the time they would.
It seems like totally common sense to us, but apparently it's not common anymore. Because
you don't put a return address on a postcard because you write all the info on the card.
It was like an issue of they didn't know how much information was necessary and where to put it. I guess like what order? Like you know, you put name on one line, and then the next line you put like
the street address
number. But and the name of the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next line, you put the city and the state.
I usually put the zip, like, sort of askew off of the, after the state, like, a little bit further down.
Sure. So they can read it easier?
Yeah.
I think if it's, yeah, that's fine.
You're very male conscious, I'm noticing.
Me?
You're like, I do this for my Netflix so that, you know, they see it. I do this for my postcard.
I appreciate
it. I don't send postcards. I send mail, though.
When you send a letter, you do a little askew. It's not a good or bad thing. I'm just noticing.
It's very male-centric.
It's very considerate as postage. I respect that.
Yeah. They're artisans.
I like sending. I like mail.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's very useful.
When I get a letter that isn't fucking junk mail or a bill, when I get something like that in the mail, that's fucking rules. That's neat. Yeah. I like that.
How about this, though? Does it piss you off that when you're talking to someone, say a youngster, and you have to denote that if you're referring to mail and not email, they say snail mail?
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
I have to say snail mail to people when I'm on the phone talking like... When I'm referring to snail mail, it's between overnight mail and just regular mail.
Can you say, I'm going to send you a letter?
Well, usually what's going on is a lawyer's office will contact me and they'll say, I need an MLC. Where do I send the address to? I say, well, if you're going to overnight it, this is the address. If you're going to snail mail or regular mail.
Right. Since snail mail versus... UPS.
But lawyers happen to be very stupid as far as real estate attorneys, so I don't feel bad.
With all that education, how could they be
They're
dumb?
They're the sloppiest group of people ever. Like,
is that why they got paralegals doing all their work for them?
Yeah. This is what you guys at some point will probably get a part. You'll probably have to get a mortgage or you'll have something to do with a real estate attorney. This is one of you will probably deal with this where you'll get a late notice for your taxes, and
I hope I don't. I'm usually on top of shit like that.
Well, hold on. Yes, you will. And that's what you'll say when you'll call up someone like me, and I'll say, oh, did you just purchase the house? Did you give them the money at closing to deal with the first quarter? Yeah, I did. Did they send that out? Yes, they did. They're my lawyer. Go ask them to check their desk. And 9 times out of 10, they'll call up their attorney and say, oh, still have to pay me. They're the worst. You have to double. They're the worst group of people.
Okay. So I guess I have to harass lawyers for the rest of my life.
You're paying them way more money than they deserve. So you have to get on their ass to do their job. A tip for the older people, not for the younger.
Whatever happened to, like...
Speaking of lawyers. Go ahead.
What happened to the friggin' market defining how fucking things work? Like, these lawyers get paid tons of money, and they suck at their jobs, but how is it they can justify getting paid that much?
I don't think there's any justification anywhere.
Well, a lot of it's, like, just the amount of knowledge they have to have to... I mean, they know what they're doing, they're just sloppy, which is the problem. So, you can get frustrated and try to be your own closing attorney. Good luck. That would be a pain in the ass.
I always kind of wanted to be an attorney, but like not like a crazy big prosecutor or a big time Hollywood guy, but just a disheveled public defender guy.
Yeah,
that comes in with his suit askew, his tie sort of undone, one of his like the part of his shirt out.
Yeah.
I'm saying he, but I'm talking about myself.
You do it pro bono.
I got my briefcase. I put it down. I'm about to put it down. The papers come out and they go everywhere. That's what I wanted to be. I don't know why.
It's good.
I just wanted to be a caricature of a public defender.
There's always time, man.
Yeah,
I could always go back to school.
Well, the first step is to see how much you like it by committing a small nonviolent crime.
And defending myself?
Yes. And that's how you dress.
Excuse me, Your Honor. I want to hold that man in contempt.
Because I hate him.
Because he is, in fact, contemptible.
Contemptible.
You know, my health benefits at work...
are probably awesome. Please brag about them.
I was going to say that one of the benefits we get, not a health benefit, one of the benefits that we can have an option to sign up for is legal benefits. You pay like a certain amount every month, it's like $5 or whatever, and you have them at your disposal for legal advice. But to take the advantage of that benefit, if you have it, you've got to go to their website on the internet.
Good job. I was actually going to try to segue.
I'm sort of disturbed because Steve will not stop touching his base and stroking the shaft of it.
Isn't that what you do with bases?
I'm going to take it away if you don't stop.
No, what's gross is like when you rub the strings, it makes that like squeak sound.
So like you were rubbing a cock with strings on it?
Yeah. Like a mouse cock. Just makes a little... What? Makes little squeaks. If you're going to say what I'm saying is bullshit, say it with your words, not your face.
Yeah. It's not that it's bullshit.
But only after you've rubbed a mouse cock.
Yes.
How big is a mouse cock?
I don't know. It's probably like...
How would you even rub it? It would probably be like...
Well, it gets bigger.
Like when... So, bigger than the mouse? When people do that, this is the world's tiniest violin thing. That would be like you masturbating mouse cock.
That's right.
But it would get bigger.
That's what the expression used to be.
What?
And that's in the squeaky.
You are masturbating a mouse.
Yeah. Oh, I feel sorry for you. Let me go copulate a rodent.
I don't like the way this is going.
So the internet. To actually dovetail view. Isn't there like a lawyers.com thing where like you can go and like look
dentist.com or like a
no, but for like the lawyers.com, it's like if you want legal advice, you can like pay for this service where you like send them an email.
I think that was a plot to bringing down the house with Steve Martin and Queen Latifah.
Yeah. I don't know if you're joking because
no, seriously.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Could go either way.
Well, can
you talk? Sure. Why not?
I was just gonna say
Can I finish?
As far as my idea of what the internet is.
Oh, yeah, we didn't go around for that.
I feel like it's. Well, yes, you did, but I wasn't part of it. So, not your fault.
You keep on looking at me, it's making me scared.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at the microphone.
Mike.
I'm drawing the mic.
This is my frying.
Okay, well, no one's going to see that, so get back to your story.
Sorry. Right.
Internet.
I was under the impression that the internet was basically a very, very extensive system.
Keep going. It's dead air right now.
System of what? Of a down?
Very extensive system.
That's toxicity.
Of connecting information, across... And it's been totally globalized.
It's too bad we didn't have Al Gore on today.
Yes.
Seriously.
He blew us off, asshole.
Yeah.
He needed to get another rub and tug.
Enemy of the show.
It's been totally exploited by everything. Media and everything. Go for it, Steve.
I think that the internet is basically just a series of, index cards.
The internet is a bunch of tubes in a giant warehouse in New Mexico.
The internet
waiting
is...
for it.
rapid fire
when
back
you,
and forth.
When you transport index cards over
the internet,
5 miles per hour with the flux capacitor,
88.
It is able to travel. Oh, 88, you're right. It's able to travel in tubes across the world.
Can I talk about the internet class I had when I was in high school?
No.
In high school?
So good.
Wait a minute. You had a class talking about the internet, or you took a class on the internet?
Took a class talking about the internet in high school. It was
But you sat down in a desk, and you didn't have computers? You did have computers.
Okay, here's what the class was set up to be, okay? It was us that learned. It was called Internet Resources. They were going to teach us how to do, research online, and, how to... use different internet programs and even build a website, right?
Ooh.
So it was a pretty neat class, when you were in high school, and back when I was in high school anyway. And the thing, they bought new computers for the class and everything, and they knew it was when the G3s just came out for the Power Macs,
Oh.
Yeah.
The ones that had the colors?
It was right before the colors. It was right when the G3 processor came out.
I'm gonna put you on hold for a second. Did you guys ever see that, what the fuck is that guy's name? Damn.
Steve Jobs?
No, he was... I can never think of his name when I need to. He was in Jurassic Park.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Sam Rockwell.
Jeff Goldblum was in an ad for, Apple.
Yeah, he was the voice of Apple for a while.
Yeah, but if... shortly, not too long ago, maybe a couple years ago, someone took all those ads and slowed them down slightly... And it sounded like he was really drunk.
Nice.
So go on YouTube or whatever and look for Jeff Goldblum drunk apple or something like that. And have an amusing thing to look at.
Nice.
But go.
So the kicker for this was the school didn't get internet. So we're sitting in this classroom with these computers. The teacher tried to kind of, do slideshows for the first couple of weeks. Let's be like, oh, no, we can't go on the internet yet. We're not ready.
Wow.
And then he finally broke down and was just like, you know what? Fuck this place. They didn't give us internet, so this class is useless. I'm going to go drink my lunch now. He did that every fucking day. It was
did
awesome.
He say that before he did it, or were you just assuming, or smelled Jameson's on him when
he
got back in?
He was a vodka drinker.
Oh, okay.
But,
wow. I just look at you and say Jameson's.
I'm
sorry.
When I was at the Framingham State College,
which
university?
One?
The Framingham
State University.
As of the 28th.
Yeah, the university.
As of the 28th.
It's gonna be.
Oh fuck! So we're like. Five, 10 years too late.
Are they going to print our retro degrees? I don't know.
They're still worthless.
I'm going to be like, give me a reprint. It says university.
Yeah. I want mine in a fucking sheepskin, right? You fuckers.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Why, so you can fuck people with it?
Everyone.
I took a course in college called PC Fundamentals. There was absolutely nothing in the entire course about PC Fundamentals. That included the internet. The internet existed. We got in trouble if we were using the internet.
What, did you just have to type things in Word?
It was like all about like how to use Microsoft Word and
all. Well, it's a very pain in the ass program. I deal with it every day.
It was a bunch of horseshit, busy work. And never once did they acknowledge that the internet was, crucial.
What's this mail merge about? No, I don't know.
That's not important. Don't pay attention.
Don't skip ahead.
What does web objects mean?
Nothing.
All right, so, like, do you remember a time before there was, like, search engines?
Yeah.
What the fuck did we do? I don't even... I forget what happened.
You had to know the website.
You just had to type in http://... www.whateveritwas.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the search engine was the catalyst for the, the clusterfuck that is the internet now, I guess.
Because before, you wouldn't be able to find it. I mean, now, if you want to find our podcast, you go to Google, type in simulated itch relief. It's there.
Yeah.
Number one, number two, number three, number four.
Anything. You could find anything. It doesn't even... You don't even have to know that simulateditchrelief.com exists.
Well, it's actually simulated-itch-relief.com.
Simulated itch...
Dash.
That's a dash in between each one?
Yeah.
Between each and relief.
So, just so I understand, in between each word...
Each word, there's a dash.
Simulated-itch-relief.
.com.
And when I say dash, do we mean like a hyphen?
No, it's a dash.
Or forward slash.
No, a dash.
A dash.
You know what a dash is, right? A small line in between the two letters.
Okay. It's a minus.
And when it's an underscore, that means it's below the letters. But when it's a dash, it's in between them.
Yeah. I'm glad we got that.
I'm glad.
So I could actually have
not
said...
Not tilde.
And I don't need to know that. I don't need to know the actual URL.
Because you could type it in Google.
I could go turn on my computer and be like, I have nothing in my life.
I want to listen to simulated itch relief.
What the fuck can I possibly think of? I'm itching. Itching is weird. What if they simulated it? And if I just put simulated itch into a Google thing... if I Googled it, which is somehow a verb now in our lives, that would bring...
Google it.
That would bring this room into that person's life.
Well, they wouldn't be able to see the room, but...
This conversation. This, our existence.
Our existence exists because people were looking about simulating itch relief.
Yeah. It could be some, random dude in Japan, or... Someone in Switzerland.
It's really...
Yeah, that's spell it right. Google would just be like, did you mean...
Alright, now does anyone get this? Like, when you type something into Word and it gives you a squiggly mark, that pisses me off, right?
When it corrects you, but it tells you something's wrong.
Yeah, right? That fucking pisses me off. But when Google does it, for some reason, I'm okay. It doesn't...
Did
really
you mean the word spelt right? Oh, yeah, I did. Click on that.
Yeah.
It's not as harsh.
Yeah.
As seeing the red line.
Yeah, well, I feel like that, and maybe this is just me, but I feel like the red line and the underlining and shit is more reminiscent of, the red pen on our... correcting our papers from school.
Well, the reason why they use red pen was so they could... We could see the errors. That's why it was red.
Yeah.
If it was the same color squiggly...
Oh, I understand the
line, you wouldn't be able to see it.
I'm just saying, it's more that, authoritative, they totally, cut me down.
I don't like the grammar one.
Yeah.
Because I'll be, typing something, typing something, comma, typing something, typing something, period. And then it's, grammar problem. I'm like, what the fuck is your problem? And then I'll click on it, and then it's like, well, it would be better to use a semicolon here. I'm like, fuck you, I used a comma. People will know what I'm saying, regardless if it's a fucking comma or a semicolon.
And it's not right half the time anyway.
I'm like, fuck you,
it's like,
word.
Really? You think this is a fragment? Because there's a verb right there, and everything's going on.
Hey. Oh, you're back.
Hey.
Back.
I guess I should surrender the microphone.
Mike?
The back attack.
No.
I remember when the internet was you logging on to AOL.
And you'll be like,
such a beautiful sound.
Specifically, that the first thing you had to go to was AOL.com or whatever. That mm-hmm. was your portal. And when my dad started using the internet again, he wanted to, because they got a new provider or whatever. So he was going through like Comcast. So like Comcast.com or whatever was the thing that opened. I'm like, oh, well, if you don't want that to be your homepage, you can go like this. Well, he's like, well, how'll I get to the internet? Where's AOL.com? Like,
you're like, you don't get it, Dad.
You don't need to. You don't need that.
There.
Yeah, that's when I stopped talking to him like he's an adult. And I'm just like, just leave the room. I will fix this. And by fix this, I will...
That's what AOL tried to do. They tried to indoctrinate people into thinking they had to go through AOL to get to the internet.
What? Yeah, like the internet is held at bay. And they're like, all right, are you ready for it? We might show it to you.
There are people that still pay AOL.
Yep. I know.
For the internet.
I know, and she's a very sweet lady.
See? Sweet. What word would you use to describe her?
Old?
Experienced.
Oh. Experienced in life, yes, huh?
Learned.
She's very, very...
Educated.
Yeah.
My dad, my dad got his laptop...
She's
and his
reading for the blind, okay?
All right.
Yeah, we got to listen to that whenever DJM wasn't on a regular show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
What was that? Anyway...
Shut up! Stop talking over us!
My dad had got a laptop, which is a mistake for my dad to get anything computer-related. And he was going to Myrtle Beach for vacation. And he was like, well, will the internet work? I'm like, yeah, you just get the information or like what...
Will it work in the ocean?
Well, not in the ocean. This you'll love this. So
I will.
Because they have the computer downstairs still, and that does the wireless for the house. I'm like, yeah, this is how you connect here. Well, will it work down there? Like, yeah, you just get their information about what their wireless network is. They'll give you the password. Like, well, won't it be slower? I'm like, I don't know what you mean, Dad. What he meant was that in his brain, the internet, to get to it, his laptop would have to go all the way to Waltham, talk to our computer, and say, can I please have internet? And then send it all the way back down to Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
That's how his brain was working. Like, that the internet portal would only work in Waltham.
In his defense, he was an electrician. So he's thinking of wiring.
Yeah, he's thinking wiring.
No, because there's fucking electricity on there. It's even worse when you mention that.
But every time he turns on a light switch in Myrtle Beach, it talks to the phone, the house in Waltham.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Electricity.
I eat
stuff.
I eat electricity. You ever have that light switch that didn't do anything?
What's that? The light switch that didn't do anything?
Yeah.
No, my dad's an electrician.
Okay. Well, how about the rest of you, assholes?
Absolutely. You have no idea.
Did you constantly flick it?
Yeah, you try it every once in a while.
And be like, does this do anything yet?
Ever work? And you're like, maybe something happened.
I was like, my grandmother's house had one of those, because I, most of the time in my youth, grew up in apartments, so there wasn't an abnormally large amount of light switches in the place. But when I was at my grandmother's, there would be one upstairs that fucking, I'm like, why is this here?
Yeah.
Yes?
Oh, go ahead.
It was the opposite, because my dad is an electrician. We would get in so, I don't know if Michael ever did, I would get in so much trouble if I did that, because it uses more energy to turn a light on and off than to actually leave it on.
Forever?
I don't know the time differential for it. But there was definitely a day that I was flicking the light switch being a brat, and I had to give my dad 50 cents for the amount of electricity that I just wasted in his house.
My dad's an asshole.
In conclusion.
50 cents?
I was 9. It'd probably be $2 now. But
for flicking the switch?
Well, you gotta think about inflation and punishment.
And work hours. And labor hours. Because he had to do the electricity.
Indeed.
Well, I thought you were trying to...
It's funny.
Do something
you
rude to your sister there with the mic.
No.
You never think about that switch.
The mic?
Mike? The switch?
Well, just thinking about that switch, like something else that goes through my head, and when I try it out for the millionth time, is like, oh, but what if I'm doing something remotely? What if I'm screwing something up? Something's going on or off that I can't see?
Speaking of screwing something remotely, Murphy has something to say.
Yeah. I'd like to point out how the divide between our generation and the generation of up-and-comers that doesn't know how to, you know, address a envelope. We started talking about the internet. We are now talking about electricity.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I don't think the internet would be possible without electricity.
Bullshit.
We couldn't have it. Let's have an argument about it.
I'll fucking prove you wrong.
Okay, go.
Electricity travels in wires, and I don't need my wires on my computer.
So one of these days we're going to have wireless electricity. We won't need to have plug-in lamps anymore. We'll get our electricity from the world.
From Freon.
That was Tesla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who's crazy now?
Me and Tesla.
No, he really tried to make that happen.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Apparently. I'm sad he gave up.
According to the science, it's totally possible.
Yeah, it's absolutely possible.
Then it wouldn't be, I mean.
We couldn't control it anymore.
How would you meter that shit?
Exactly.
Yeah. You need a finite product. That's the problem.
They need one.
All right. He doesn't. Let's switch gears. I think we should. That was a fun little thing that I did there that no one saw except for you assholes, and Mike hates it because he's just staring at me.
Yep.
What is the. Where do you go on a daily basis on the internet?
Where do I go?
What do you do?
I don't even think I use it. I go to the Twitter account for the podcast.
And then you say something inane.
I say every 2 hours at work, I'll throw something up.
Okay.
Tries to get content.
I did something at work.
It's usually a little more cryptic than that.
Oh, okay.
We're like, what are they talking about?
Did I do something at work?
Surprise.
I'll go on the Facebook because I do have the Facebook. Yep.
Okay.
I'll check my email. And then the bulk of the other time is spent. I do online bang, but the bulk of the other time is for YouTube and Netflix. I just watch shit on the internet.
Yeah, I typically check Facebook. I go to see if anything has happened that I give a damn about. If anyone tried to contact me, because I have that same like, is there anything in my mailbox that isn't a bill?
Yeah, did someone send me some sort of personal message?
I actually very recently contacted estranged cousins that I haven't spoken to in 18 years.
Because of the Facebook?
Well, I used the Facebook to do it.
Oh, okay. Did that go over well?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We're buddies.
But that's it?
I had nothing to do with the feud, but I just got cut off.
Oh, okay.
I like how your family calls it the feud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway.
And you go to Simulate Itch Relief podcast, and you've listened to every episode.
Yeah. Do you?
No.
How many have you listened to? Any?
One.
Out of the 26. There's only 25 out right now. You're on number 26 right now.
I haven't executed yet. My plan is to download them all and listen to them commuting, but I cannot say that.
You can't download them all now because they're not all downloadable.
Yeah, you'd have to go to the archive on the website to...
Is there any way that I could purchase a CD of them?
Purchase?
You want a CD of them? You'll need several. There are 25 episodes.
Maybe an archive should be available.
There is an archive on the website. You just have to listen to it at your computer.
Yeah, it's not downloadable. I guess we could start putting them up for sale on iTunes.
What, the old ones?
For no reason, yeah.
Hey, these podcasts aren't free, though.
Yes, they are.
Oh. I'm trying to get you guys some bank.
Okay.
From you?
Yeah, sure.
Anyone else use the internet who want to talk about what they do with it? Jennifer Carnetta.
Oh. Hello. Bonus. Got both of them in the same show.
I was at first thinking that I'd just check my email and Facebook because I really don't like staring at a computer for very long, but I also teach on the internet.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Because you teach art.
Is it like you're live on a video saying art, 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 and people are like, oh, art.
You would think, but no, it's actually like, I mean, there's a possibility. It's just more like me doing that alone in a room to myself.
Oh.
Your cats are watching.
My cats, that's what they're here for.
Art.
Don't you know I teach my cats?
They're like, history? Because they're cats and they don't understand.
Yeah, they're like, I don't understand these words. I know that the sound when the tin opens up.
That's a word, right?
That's food time, right?
And I know if I kill you in your sleep like I want to do, that won't happen.
That's right.
Cats are evil.
So there's an option to record stuff, but mostly I've just been typing. It's like a, basically like a, it's like Facebook. It's like a message board.
Okay.
And they post their assignments up and I comment on them and they comment back and I can send them emails. But yeah, there's some neat stuff where you can actually, like you can draw live over it, do a live recording of yourself talking and drawing over their drawing. It's called Jing.
Did we set the timer?
That's what I was just about to point out.
Did you not set it?
No, bitch. Well,
you started at 2:40.
We did?
We have 40 measures. What the hell is that?
Time to do some submarine math.
You guys keep talking, I gotta do math in my head.
So, yeah. What I use the internet for is Facebook. And check my work email. And I use the company intranet way too much.
Oh, yeah.
I use that a lot to try to just do my job, really.
No, I mean, like, let's just say not at work. I mean, intranet is something entirely different.
I'm going to say just this 5-minute mark. I'm sorry. In 5 minutes, I'll do ding, ding, ding.
In 5 minutes, we're at the 5-minute mark?
Yeah.
So we have 10 minutes.
If you want to say that, yeah.
Okay.
I think we have 9 minutes sense. Now.
Yeah, 9 minutes.
Murphy did make a good point about the internet work, that, like, we sit at different desks, but have an all-day back and forth.
Do you have, like, an AIM, like a work AIM?
Yeah, actually, there is, but we don't
use it. Yeah, we don't use it because it's a trap.
It's totally, like,
more of a trail when you use the email.
We already know that you're using the computers at work. Why don't you make it easier for us to track you?
Yeah.
So we just Outlook, just back and forth constantly. It's the me and Murphy and Adi.
Friend of the show.
It's like, we're all at different stations on the floor, and we're constantly... It's a constant back and forth, and we are always grabbing, like, silly photos from Google and, like, emailing to each other, and, like, it's a ridiculous conversation all day, every day.
I'm glad that you're doing this instead of helping the kids over there.
Oh, there's no instead.
Also, sorry.
No, when Jen was talking about teaching, that's what we have a touch screen at work. So the, you know...
Touch screen computer?
Yeah.
Like an iPad?
The monitor is a touch screen, but it's a regular computer.
Well, how do you double click? You go...
Yeah, you just touch it twice. Beep. Yeah. And so since I work with children with severe special needs, there's like hundreds of websites that are specifically for touch screens. There's this great Jackson Pollock website that every time you touch, it does like a different color and a different like splatter of paint and like all this other stuff for like special needs kids.
So that's what you did?
That's what I use the internet for about 90%.
No, but, like, that's at work. I'm talking about recreation.
Oh, no. I'll go home and I'll be like, what can I make on this damn thing? And it's, like, an artistic thing. So
okay. No, but what, like, normal stuff?
Normal stuff, there's a website called TED. It's actually a conference. But TED conference where it's usually between 15 and 45-minute, like, little things where, like, people who are the top of their field from around, like, the world basically speak at this conference once a year. So you could have, like, one guy that's a comedian in, like, Australia, another guy that's, like, a physicist from, like, South America. And it's fascinating.
I think comedy is a little bit too much abstract to say that there's one guy that's better at telling jokes.
No, but it's
than
people who are,
the
like, are the top of their field and are doing something that is different than anyone else is doing at this time.
Oh.
So it's
he's
really
just,
cool.
He's being so funny it's not funny?
Well, and they have musicians and stuff on there too.
Avant-garde funny.
They push the envelope.
Yes.
What?
They push the envelope.
And they know how to address it too.
Zing.
Electricity.
Internet.
See, what I do is I go check my regular... This is at work. I check my regular email. I'll do my Netflix. I'll do some online banking if it's necessary. But other than that, I mean, I'll do the Netflix at home on the TV. I'll do YouTube on the Wii. But, yeah. You know, I don't have the computer anymore, so I don't get to go to the sites that I used to go to. I mean, but, like, the things, you know, I'll check out, like, I don't anymore, but, and I think they still do new ones. It's like Homestar Runner and shit like that.
Yeah.
angry video game nerd. He's slowed down a bit, but every couple of weeks he has a new one. Just, you know, videos and stuff. What else do I do on the internet?
Yeah, the internet's just completely changed, like, recreation-wise for me anyway, because I used to watch television, like, the channels on the television. Now, between, like, having YouTube and having the Netflix on the Wii and having, like, Hulu and stuff like that, there's no point in watching aired broadcast TV anymore.
The thing, it's weird. I'm still kind of stuck in that frame of mind where I still watch things when they're on. Like, I mean, I'll DVR Louis, but I'll watch it when it's on.
Yeah. If I had the opportunity to, I would catch when it's on.
I just don't have time anymore.
Well, you don't have FX.
Don't have FX, have a recorder.
But, you know, the stuff that we watch is a lot of the NBC stuff, which we would catch if we were around, but we just don't happen to be.
Yeah, before I started watching stuff on Hulu, I just had stopped watching TV.
I don't think I can watch Hulu on the Wii.
I gotta miss that.
But I have the Netflix, so that's fine.
Ringy
and I have the DVR.
Ding, dingy, ding, ding.
Oh, it's ringy, ding, 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 ding.
Ringy, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
So,
do you want to do the speed round?
Want to do the game show segment?
We could do this, like, officially some other time, but we can do it fun for right now.
Yeah, pick a... We're gonna try to see how well you guys know.
We should each take a...
Internet lingo.
We can each take
Internet
a page.
Internet acronyms.
Huh?
We can each take a page.
Well, he's going to ask them, and we're going to try to figure out what they are.
Oh. So this is some just absurdly hard to figure out AIM speak. It's like 25 pages of this stuff.
Okay.
Let's do this stuff. KPC. K is in Paul. C is in Charlie. What do you got?
I don't know. KPC.
KPC.
Kitty personal computer.
Okay.
Okay, both with kitty. You got one?
Kitchen pack chihuahua.
Keeping parents clueless.
Oh, see?
Wow. Subversive.
Because they don't want parents to know about all the tug jobs and snatch licks that are going on.
Kung Pao chicken.
Wow.
That's not bad.
I like that better.
Let's have Kung Pao chicken.
All right. Okay, how about this one's good. N-W-A-L. N-W-A-L.
Narwhal.
Narwhal is your guess.
N-Words with Attitudes album.
Yeah, I was going to go that way, too.
It's an actual group.
N-W-A, you've never heard about them?
I have, but okay. What's the L? Album?
Album?
Wait. LP.
The L is another acronym.
Not while Al's listening.
Nerd without a life.
Wait.
So all of us.
Okay. Without.
So only the people that could get that are also the only people that would get hurt by that.
That's right. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to do a long one, though. Hold on. That's good. P-L-O-S.
P-L-O-S. See, I always do that when I'm stalling to try to think of something. I'll just repeat what you just said.
If someone asks me to do math, I'll be like, 5 plus 32?
Yeah.
Yeah, 37, totally.
I'm stalling because I have nothing.
P-L-O-S.
Please leave our sister.
Yes.
Well, I'll give you a hint. It's also something you would more say if you were a kid.
Please leave our sister.
I'm not getting any of these. I'm bad at acronyms.
Parents looking over shoulder.
Oh!
That's
so stop talking about cock sucks and tug jobs.
Because my parents.
And then there's POSC.
Piece of shit.
Yes.
Cock.
No. No.
Piece of shit car.
No.
Not piece of shit car?
No.
Computer!
Yeah!
Shit computer.
My piece of shit car has made it so my computer works poorly.
I got one.
Yes.
C-H-O-S. C-H-L-O-S.
C-H-L-O-S?
Yes. I think you know what it is.
I don't know.
C-H-L-O-S.
I'm really bad at this.
C-H-L-O-S. They don't have it.
Chris Henson looking over shoulder.
Nice. You want some lemonade? Please take a seat over there.
WSL.
All right, I'm gonna end with a long one.
That's what she said.
P-I-T-M-E-M-B-O-A-M. P-I-T-M-E-M.
I don't even know.
B-O-A-M.
One more time.
P-I-T-M-E-M-B-O-A-M.
In dashes?
You wrote it down, right?
Yeah.
Pip, mem, boom.
Oh, I see it.
I see it.
All right.
I see it.
All right, let's think about this. I really want to do this.
I don't.
Please instruct...
Keep going. I'm just taking... Once you get one answer, I'm going to tell you the answer.
So keep going.
Please instruct...
The meteor...
Men.
Oh, that works too.
Please instruct the men.
Okay, keep going.
I don't know the letters, so...
Please instruct the men entering by... Boisterous... Outrageous...
Asshole.
Asshole... Membrane.
Okay.
What is it actually?
Peace in the Middle East, my brother from my brother of another mother.
Oh man,
that's retarded.
See, these things, it's just like some douchebag sat down and was like, "Let me say shit and then fucking
make it into an acronym
of the first words." Or, you know, for, like this, it's not like that. These are things that people could possibly all know. How could there be a collection?
I even skipped the number ones, which are like 1174.
What the hell is that?
Nude club.
What?
Seriously. Nude club. Where is it? There it is.
Remember?
Nude club.
Did we talk about pagers back in the...
Did
we talk about bullshit websites, Mike? Sorry.
I used to have a pager, and you would send 143 if you wanted to say I love you, and 187 was die.
187 is the police code for murder.
Yeah, so
and
you would say
143 is the police code
for love. It's for consensual police sex.
511 is too much information.
But
get it?
Here's the thing. I accidentally typed 147 to somebody once. Yeah. To their pager, because I wasn't the only one that had a pager. And they were like, 147, what does that mean? And I said, that means I'm an idiot. So 147 is pager code for Steve's an idiot.
I thought it was like, I love you so much that I'm going to kill you.
No.
I love you so much for a murder-suicide.
No.
Whoa.
Simulated itch relief. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. Google us. Simulated itch relief. Next episode, bullshit cats.
Bullshit cats. Like long hair ones?
Bullshit.
You have to comb them.
Comb them every day.
How about those hairless ones?
Don't get me started. Hold it for the next episode.
Okay. Talk to you next time, assholes.
Yay!
Seriously, Steve, stop stroking that bass.